Good afternoon. We continue to watch a warm front push from south to north across northern New York and New England on its way into southern Canada. The steadiest rain along with this front is tracking away as well. This will leave us in a relatively warm and for this time of year muggy environment for the evening and overnight hours. A southerly breeze picking up will keep temperatures in the 50s for overnight lows, while we will have a few scattered showers in this warmer environment from time to time, but also areas of fog will develop and it will be locally dense overnight and through sunrise. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a cold front, which is currently tracking from a low-pressure center in southern Ontario back through the Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley. This front will make an approach to interior New York and New England during the day tomorrow. Out ahead of the front, a strong south-southwest wind will help push temperatures back into the middle and even upper 60s. Then, as the front approaches, clouds will thicken. And in the middle of the day, we'll have a period of rain showers, maybe even a few bursts of heavier rain, depending on how much instability accompanies the front. After it punches through during the early part of the afternoon, we'll have a drying trend, and clouds will tend to break up, leading to some sunshine before the day is through. The wind, however, will flip around to the west behind the front, and things will start to cool off. Overnight lows on Friday night will go all the way back into the 30s, and while high pressure will build in with drier weather to start the weekend, it will be cooler as well, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, despite abundant sunshine through the early part of the afternoon on Saturday. Later in the day, clouds will approach with another disturbance making an appearance into the region, although it will stay dry through Saturday afternoon and evening. Showers will show up late Saturday night and continue into the day on Sunday. Otherwise, we'll look for mostly cloudy skies on Sunday afternoon with high temperatures back into the lower and middle 50s. By Monday, we'll watch another storm system track through the Great Lakes, and it'll get mild again. Temperatures will reach up into the 60s, but more showers are likely as a function of the warming trend throughout the afternoon. On the backside of this system, it'll be breezy and much cooler on Tuesday, back to around 50 for a high, with a mix of sun and clouds. And right now, it looks like we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for another storm system to approach by Wednesday. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon in New York City, we'll have clearing skies with temperatures dropping back through the 60s. In Boston, mostly cloudy with readings in the 60s. And in Buffalo, through the evening hours, scattered showers and temperatures falling back into the 50s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers tomorrow and highs in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, a few showers around tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid 50s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers tomorrow and highs in the middle 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with a few scattered showers in the middle of the day and highs in the mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds and scattered showers tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Saturday, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, cooler, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with showers Sunday, mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with showers Monday, milder, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and much cooler on Tuesday, lower 50s, and in the 40s with a chance of rain or even some wet snow on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.